Hello, we're the Cryptid Code. We're your hosts, Harmon,
Kenzie,
and JP.
And we like to talk about cryptids and aliens and generally anything spooky.
And we cuss a lot.
Indeed. So, you have the cryptid today, Jake?
I do indeed. Mm-hmm. We're going to be talking about the Dwyo, which, spoiler alert, nobody knows where that name comes from.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, don't ask. The Dwyo is a wolfman, not a werewolf. Which, if nobody knows the difference, werewolves turn into a wolf, they start as human, they go back and forth. Wolfman is always the same. It's always a wolf creature.
Is he very hairy?
Usually, yeah.
I guess he have like a wolf face? Like what?
Yeah, he's like a, yeah.
So
he's like a snout.
He's got a snout, but he's a human-ish figure.
Yeah, it's like
some kind of amalgamation of wolf and man?
Yes, Harmon.
My God.
You're catching on so quickly. Yeah. I'm so impressed. So the Dwyo actually lives fairly close to us because it is the enemy of the Snallygaster. It lives in Maryland, and it's less isolated than Snallygaster. Where Snallygaster is in one place, Dwyo kind of moves around.
We're bringing back the blood feud?
Yes.
Blood
continuing
feud.
The story of their battle. Also, spoiler alert, still don't know when they fight or why they fight.
I think they
hate each other.
I think they just meet up, beat the fuck out of each other.
And they both have a mom named Martha, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So what if their mom is the same mom?
We're going to get to that.
Different husbands.
We're going to get to that.
Okay.
So the first account detailing the Dwyo was in a 1965 newspaper in the Frederick News Post. So this gentleman, who went by the alias John Becker, not his real name. He lived near Gamble State Park, and he reported that he heard a noise in his backyard, so he walked out there to investigate, as you do.
Well, as other people do.
I wouldn't go investigate.
I personally would just not. Yeah, he lived near Gamble State Park, and he heard a noise, walked into his backyard, and he didn't really see anything. He started looking around, and he got bored, I guess. So he walked back in, and then as soon as he started walking back in, something rushed at him from the woods, and he said that it was about as big as a bear, long black hair, a bushy tail, and it growled like a wolf or a dog in anger. And when it got close to him, it stood up and attacked him. Then, supposedly, he just beat the shit out of it.
What?
Yeah, just bare-knuckle boxed it, beat the hell out of it, and then it ran away.
Wait, so this man saw a wolf man, and instead of, like, running away, he proceeded to do the Henry Cavill arm reload and kick its ass.
Yes.
Well, which, I will say, whenever you have something that large, like, rushing you, like, with your back turned, I don't think you'll be able to, like, outrun it. So,
I guess his only option was to just beat the shit out of it.
Or die.
But it's just impressive that he did.
And I'd like to make this point. He wins this kind of fight with a giant wolf man, but decides to stay anonymous.
Yes. He doesn't need people to know.
But, I mean, that's such an impressive feat. Like, come on. Like, I want that by my name.
It's nice knowing that we now know all the weaknesses of a werewolf. Silver, fire, and these fucking hands.
Which, if you think about it, if he beat the Dwyo, he could probably beat the shit out of Snallygaster, too.
That is correct.
I feel like Snallygaster is just a little pussy anyway. Like, I feel like it'd be very easy.
So, after John Becker's story about how he just threw hands with a wolfman, a bunch of other people obviously wanted to hop on the train. And a bunch of other weird reports came out. Like, some of them aren't super impressive. Like, some hunters saw a black beast roam in the woods. Probably a bear. I looked over my notes recently, so this is kind of funny to me. Some fucking Karen reported, that her daughter was crying and, like, had anxiety because of the Dwyo so much, so people just need to shut the fuck up about it. I'm like, what the hell?
Speak with the manager?
Yes, she wanted to find the Dwyo and speak with its manager and be like, you need to stop.
Did she leave a Yelp review or something?
The best she could in 1965, yes.
Because that's quite magic.
That actually brings me to something. So this is the first report of the Dewayo.
Yes.
In 1965?
Yes.
But didn't the Snileygaster die in the 1920s?
Yeah.
But
so how is there a beef?
No. Remember, the Snileygaster, apparently before it dies, lays an egg.
Yeah, so the big Snileygaster, the one that decided it was going to fucking make a name for itself, mm-hmm. that one died.
Yeah.
But it did lay an egg. And as we know, could possibly be at West Virginia University.
True. For long-time listeners.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then another lady reported she's kept hearing cries that sound like a baby. I don't know how that reports to the Dwyer, but she thought it did.
She wanted to be included.
and then my favorite one is this guy who just so nonchalantly, he was quoted as saying, "My dog started chasing something, and I saw it was black, but I didn't think too much of it. Believing it was a dog or maybe even a bear."
But it was Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. "However, after the newspaper article, I'm not too sure it wasn't a Dwyo. It trotted like a horse. I don't know what it was. But I'm going to look for it this week." So this dude, I don't know what fucking drugs he was on, that he went every direction he could.
He just walked into a newspaper office, rambled, and then left.
And somebody fucking dictated it. They're like, "Yeah, this is good stuff."
Real quick, can we talk about how this man was like, "Yeah, my dog was chasing something. It was pretty big. Could have been a bear." I'd been like, "You're gonna go get your dog? Like, why would you let it chase that?"
Well,
like,
it's weird that then he noted that, yeah, trotted like a horse. Like, you think a bear's gonna do that? What the hell?
At the end of the day, if you don't know what it is, it's a bear. I feel like that's the moral of the story in every single cryptid that we do.
Another interesting claim was that the Snileygaster eggs were supposed to hatch soon. I don't know how this man knew that, but he did. And apparently the Dwyo was actually a Snileygaster. So maybe it's just sibling beef.
Wait,
repeat what? That whole thing.
So, this dude, all these people are anonymous, by the way. Everybody who reported the Dwyo at any point is anonymous.
So it could just
be one person.
Possibly. It could all be John Becker. A guy claimed that the Snileygaster eggs were supposed to hatch soon. Don't know how he knew those timetables, but he did. And that the Dwyo was actually a Snileygaster.
But they don't see the connection. Dragon, werewolf.
Yeah.
And they don't. Yeah, I was about to say it doesn't correlate whatsoever. The only thing that they share is like the same mother or some shit.
Same mom, different dad.
Yeah.
That's what it is. The original Snileygaster, you know, made with a Snileygaster and then fucked a wolf. And got no qualities of the Snileygaster.
I think Darwin is spinning in his grave right now.
Yeah, I would be too.
I don't know how they got here.
How did we get here?
I don't know.
What is this? The sixth episode? What are we doing with our lives?
I don't know. The Dwyo didn't get quite as much fame as the Snileygaster did with its, almost being hunted by Theodore Roosevelt. However, people did organize a hunt to go find it, and then nobody showed up.
Wait. They just have a Facebook group. Let's raid the Dwyo. He can't stop all of us.
Yes. Oh my god.
And then nobody came. However, the disturbing part is that a news article that was there, like a news newspaper that was there, said that they saw a pickup truck full of boys with helmets and machetes. However, they weren't sure if they were going after the Dwyo. So,
but if they're not, I feel like we should be concerned.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If I saw a truck full of guys with machetes and helmets, I'd be really worried.
Not guns. They're honorable fighters.
Yeah, no, they would have cut it down. I don't know where they were going. But no one ever followed up on it.
It's John Becker's kids.
Wow, not doing them proud. They're using machetes. Got a bare knuckle. And then after that, after the hunt, the commotion about it kind of died down until the next summer, until a man by the alias of Jim A.
Hey.
He couldn't even give himself a last name like John Becker did. He just went by Jim A.
Jim A!
He said he was hiking the outskirts of Gamble State Park which is the same place John Becker was. They could be the same person.
Wouldn't only be funny, one person is allowed in a forest at one time.
Wouldn't it be funny if John Becker was just like, he was the Dwyer?
And he's just covering his tracks?
Yeah. Maybe he is a werewolf. Maybe he's not a wolfman. Maybe. It's possible.
It's not.
go off. So, Jim A. described it as a shaggy two-legged animal about the size of a deer, so a lot smaller now.
It only had two legs?
Well, I believe he meant it had, like, two back legs, but it still had, like, four legs that he used his arms.
She was so excited. She thought it was a Charles Mill monster.
He's so ready. Like, they're all related. They're all probably are. They're all Bigfoot.
And all Bigfoots are bears.
He also knew that it had a triangle-shaped head with pointed ears and chin.
That's a little
odd. I assume that he didn't mean, like,
a little Tomb
Raider,
triangle.
Like Tomb Raider boobs triangle. But in the same sense, I hope that's what he meant. That's fucking funny. And so this Dwyo, if it's not the same one, is a little more of a bitch. Because he approached it, it screamed, and then it ran away.
Oh my god, sheep squatch.
So, wait, if the one like attacked him, and this one ran, could there be more than one?
Possibly. I mean, there's more than one Snallygaster. It could be a Snallygaster.
This sounds like it's a young Dwyo, because like, maybe this is like a youngling on its own, and that's why it's a little less confident.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like, because this is a year apart, the one with John Becker and Jim A. It could be that the one that John Becker beat the shit out of.
And now it lost his confidence.
Yeah, well, I was going to say it could be its kid. Oh, and now it's like, don't go near people.
It's like, the first humans will hurt you.
I attacked one person and he kicked my ass.
don't be there. Like me.
Learn from my mistake.
The weird thing about when it ran away, though, and I don't really understand it, is that when it ran away, apparently its legs like stuck out from the side, and that's how it moved. Like a crab, if a crab could walk forward.
That sounds horrifying. Yeah.
So it just screeched at him and just crab walked backwards.
Wait, it fucking MC Hammer danced away.
Yes. But imagine if he didn't go side to side like that, he just walked backwards.
It's very problematic, my guy. I'm like actually concerned about this wolf man. Like, is he okay?
And then he wasn't seen again for about 10 years.
he was so scared.
It scared him so much. He just couldn't. Poor guy. He just couldn't anymore. So this one, the last two are not quite as exciting as the first two. Two friends were just driving down Route 77 and it just ran in front of their car. And it's weird because they pretty much described the same way the last two did, except its legs were like a kangaroo. And they were a different fur pattern than the upper body. So, like, the top of the body was the wolf. The bottom part was striped.
So it had pants on?
It could be. Yep. It could be that it's getting civilized. It took Tez 10 years to take classes.
Well, no, there's two possibilities here. Either it's a werewolf wearing kangaroo pants, or it's a kangaroo wearing a half-wolf costume. Missing his partner somewhere.
That was all they described. They didn't say they hit it. They just said it ran in front of the car. They noted it. I don't know how they like took so much detail when it just darted past. But, you know.
Can you imagine showing up to the cops and telling them that?
Yeah, again. Enough. No names.
Yep.
Neither of them gave their names.
John Becker, we know it's you.
At this point, you can't blame people when they don't, like, give their names. Because honestly, like, at the end of the day, you have to consider, like, they're probably fucking, like, no one's going to take them seriously.
John Becker is just faking it because he wants his grandchildren to spend time with him.
He's like, all
right, I need help. The Dwyer's back.
They're all one big family. The lady who was a Karen complaining to see the Dwyer's manager, that was just his wife.
Those guys, the machete, his kids.
They're all. It's
he
all
just wants them to visit again. That's why it's every year.
10 years, this past sighting, it was his grandkids, and it was just a whole family thing.
Yeah,
it's just a bonding experience.
It's like a get together. It's like a picnic.
Yeah.
Yeah, except they go hunt down those poor wolfman.
He's not actually causing any problems.
Yeah, the only thing he tried to attack one person, and he got his ass beat. I think he learned his lesson.
Now he doesn't cause any
problems. And his family, like, literally every couple of years, they come together. It's like a family reunion, but it's just to keep the Wolfman alive.
Can we take a step back for a second? So this thing rivals the Snarlygaster, which I assume we're going to get into at some point.
Sure.
But the Snarlygaster was a hard motherfucker. Like, it murdered
people. It carried people. Like,
it drank blood. Yeah. This one attacked one person, got punched, and then spent the rest of the year literally crying.
Yeah. Yeah. These two are somehow on the same level. The literal vampire.
Dragon.
And a shitty wolf man who can't walk right.
Are we sure this isn't Sheep Squatch?
It could be. It very well could be. Maybe he, like, broke a leg or something.
This episode is full of in-jokes.
You gotta watch all the other episodes to understand.
Sorry, people, who this is your first episode. R.I.P. you.
And the last encounter, I wish was something more. I wish it ended on a good note, but it doesn't. All it was is 3 years later, 1979... two park rangers in Cunningham Falls, another place in Maryland, just noted, they're like, yeah, we saw a large hairy creature running on two legs.
Okay, so they might have seen, like, someone's alcoholic uncle.
Yeah, that was it. That's all it said. No name. It could be the two friends again that were driving.
And they're cops now.
Yeah, they became park rangers. That's it. That's the driver's story.
So where does the Snarlygaster come in?
He doesn't.
So why do people say they fight?
I don't know, Armin.
He didn't look it up.
I did. And nobody has an answer.
Wait. So hear me out. So somehow these two have a feud.
Yes.
But not only are they in different time periods, one died in the 20s, the other lived in the 60s. But they're also not in the same fucking area.
Yeah, well, they're both in Maryland.
And okay. This is an entire state.
The Dwyer just likes to move around, whereas the Snarlygaster is like, no, I'm going to stay in Milltown.
But, and again, we talked about how the Snarlygaster lays eggs, so they could have come across each other at some point, but it wouldn't have been the original Snarlygaster. It could have been, like, an offspring.
But they made it sound like the Snarlygaster Dwyer feud was, like, a big part of their legend, and that most of the Snarlygaster's legend is before the Dwyer was even cited.
Well, I feel like it's one of those things where somebody said it, and everybody just accepts it.
But nobody. I was, like, really hopeful.
Oh, like currency.
I just was hopeful that we were going to get, like, some kind of witness seeing, like, the two of them, like,
going at
each other.
There's got to be some epic, like, dragon vampire versus
Wolfman
battle.
Or any physical evidence or just anything.
Yeah. Like, they just live in the same area.
I'm disappointed, too.
Now, what do we think about the Dwyer?
This episode is barely making it.
I know.
Don't
have enough, Harmon.
Is there any, like, pop culture references?
No, nobody cares about this thing except me because I wanted to finish the story. Nobody cares about this poor wolf man except John Becker, who beat the shit out of it. Not even the Snarlygaster gives a shit enough to fucking actually fight it.
To finish him off. He lets him live in shame.
Honestly, this is a very shameful cryptid.
It is. This is honestly, I think this is worse than the fucking Sheep Squatch. Like, he doesn't do anything.
Oh my god.
At least Sheep Squatch had the Kentucky incident where he attacked people.
Which, you know, that probably wasn't Sheep Squatch, but... You know, at least he got horny and, like, tried to hump something. The Dwyer, like, maybe had a kid.
This episode is a fucking train wreck.
Yeah.
So, I will say this on how I feel about the Dwyer. Personally, I think it's a load of horse shit.
Oh, 100%.
But, like, if it was real, it would be... I would bully it.
I would, too. If I meant to say it, I'd be like, shut the fuck up, you wolf man.
Your weird triangle kangaroo leg abbot.
You can't even walk right.
Well, I like to think I'm a pretty open-minded person. And I tend to look for, like, not concrete proof that these things exist, but proof that something weird is going on. But all we have is no physical evidence and anonymous witnesses.
Yeah,
pretty much. So I'm going to have to say, Dwyer's probably not real.
No. But, and I just want to point out, too, the things that they're describing, like, either sound like they're straight out of, like, a video game, or are bears.
Yeah. Yeah. The only one that was weird was the Jim A one, because it walked funny. And he noted that I had a triangle head. I don't know why he didn't just say he had a wolf head, because I've heard people call wolf heads triangular. But why was he like triangle?
He looked at it, he was like, wolf before.
That's what it is.
Triangle. I just have this picture in my head of like pyramid head. And that's what I think.
He was auditioning for Monty Python and the Ministry of Silly Walks.
Oh my god.
That's a little shout out for all you classic British humor fans.
You flying circus people.
All two of you.
All the people who did theater in high school.
I probably watched too much Monty Python. But yeah, Dwight was a little horseshit. Their fight's not even real. I mean, what?
This is the most disappointing blood feud.
Yeah. I mean, we knew going in the Snally Gash is bullshit, too.
But it was also cool.
Yeah, the Snally Gash did stuff.
Yeah, like, it picked up people, drank their blood. Goddamn.
He was short, too.
He's metal.
Because he only did, like, a couple things. But he fucking killed people.
His short existence was legendary.
Yeah. Plus, he had an ice cream entrepreneur.
The Dwyer did nothing.
Yeah, the Dwyer had some random dude to beat him up. This is a sad creature, man.
This was interesting. Very informative, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. So now you know that all of the Maryland monsters are bullshit.
Is that it?
I don't. Yeah, so you had something to add, Armin?
I don't.
Yeah, I think that's it. So, official verdict, everybody.
Our viewers are so glad they waited 2 months for this. Yeah.
Official.
2 months, disappointment.
I'm going to say not real.
I'm going to go with not real either.
Not real. If anybody out there thinks this is real,
send us pictures.
Yeah, you know
it's
what?
Clearly easy enough.
Prove it to us.
It's not scary. You can just walk up to it, slap it if it gets crabby. So yeah, like,
literally.
If it's a wolf, be scared. But it's a wolf and it stands up, punch it.
What if it's just a wolf trying to walk, and that's why I can't fight too?
I had that thought. I was like, what if it just like learned to walk like that?
And that's why every time it gets hit, it just falls over.
Yeah.
But can we also talk about, there are stories of, like, children being, like, raised by wolves and then, like, being covered in hair.
That's a good, that kind of interesting theory. Why is a crab walking?
Because it's like a human that's covered in hair that was raised with wolves and, like, has the capability of walking on its back legs, but it's used to walking on four.
Well, I was just saying, when you think about it, it kind of makes sense of, like, why the pants... Why the legs are different,
but on the triangle face.
Maybe he had a mask. I don't know.
I would. Where would he get a mask?
Maybe like, get the Spirit of Halloween, Jake, the one they have in the middle of the forest.
He's like, where's a wolf skull? I don't know. Raised by wolves.
Oh, true.
Who knows?
It's the alpha wolf now, so it took the other one.
It kills your dad.
Could you imagine being his wolf sibling, and when your mom dies, he wears its skull? It's like, okay, big bro, you do you.
See, and I feel like, but if it was wearing a skull, I feel like that would be more notable than
white, right?
Than like,
Who knows?
It, well, like yeah, bones. Like you know, it would be like this bright white thing that this like person would be wearing. And instead of being like, he has a triangular face, it literally could, like, you could just be like, it's wearing a wolf skull. It's pretty weird.
Who knows, man?
Like, what the fuck?
I mean, I don't believe it was a fucking wolf child, but...
I mean, it's an interesting theory.
I like the idea.
Well, have we reached the end of this hook?
Unless y'all have something else to add.
I have nothing to add for this sad, sad
person. The best part about this was the guy who just didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. No, not John Becker.
the one dude, that talked in runoff sentences.
The dude who didn't have an alias. He just walked into the fucking news station and was like, yeah, so maybe I saw it, maybe I didn't.
This has been the Cryptic Code. Stay spooky out there.